MightyCon presents New Orleans Comic-Con. Costumes and cosplay contests. Favorite action figures. Over 300 tables of toys, games, comics, art, and more. Everyone gets a free comic book at the door. It's a family-friendly show you don't want to miss. Doors open daily at 10, Saturday, April 30th, Sunday, May 1st. At the Potts Train Center, Kenner. $18 tickets, one-day pass. $25 for a weekend pass. Kids 12 and under get in free. Tickets available now at MightyConShows.com or at the door.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
A lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Mike, how's it going tonight?
Going good.
Good. Well, surprises for you, because we were going to talk about French Quarter Festival anyway since it's tomorrow, but I have a very special guest that's going to let everybody in on everything that's going to be happening this weekend. We have Morgan Valerie from French Quarter Festival Incorporated. Morgan, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We got some good weather, and looks like we're going to have good weather for the weekend also. So all things are pointing up.
Yes, we've made quite a few requests to everyone out there to help us make sure we have some beautiful weather over the next 4 days.
So, I mean, most folks that live here obviously know about French Quarter Festival, but we have quite a few people that listen to the show from all over the country and all over the world, actually, due to our ability to stream the show on WGSO.com. So, can you tell everybody a little bit of the background of French Quarter Festival?
Sure. So, French Quarter Festival began in 1984, actually, and so extra history. Our then mayor, Tetch Morial, realized that after the World's Fair, we were not seeing the same amount of visitors that we'd seen before. But more than that, we were having some issues with the streets and the way things had kind of broken down afterwards. So he said, let's find a way to bring people to Louisiana, down to New Orleans, and show them what we really got to offer. And so from there, a festival grew from a small local event to a huge event. Next year, we'll celebrate 40 years. And so our event is a four-day festival. It is free. We have, this year, 20 stages. We have 1,800 local musicians. We've got 55 different culinary experiences for everyone. There are 40 new debuts for the music and 11 food experiences that are brand new to us, with new restaurants and caterers and chefs. And it's really just one big, huge party. It is so much fun. We do not have gates because it's free. You guys can spread across the French Quarter to hear music at major stages in Jackson Square, which everyone loves, with a beautiful cathedral in the background. There are riverfront stages as well, three great stages there. There are two stages down at the New Orleans Jazz Museum at the Old U.S. Mint. And then from there, there are stages on Royal Street, on Bourbon Street, at the House of Blues. We just spread out all over the quarters, which we think is beautiful because it gives everyone an opportunity, if you've never been to New Orleans or to our festival, to enjoy the food, enjoy the music, bring your family down because it is family friendly. And then maybe if you're on Royal Street, you want to pop into an art gallery, or you want to stop somewhere and get some beautiful jewelry and continue to add on to your New Orleans experience. So it is a beautiful experience of everything that Louisiana has that is so unique. We have such a unique culture down here. And look, it's a four-day festival, so if you have not made plans to get down here and you're within driving distance, my suggestion is find some friends, get in your car, and come down and meet us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so worth it. And, you know, I'm originally from St. Louis. I've lived here for almost 6 years, and it's something that I wasn't familiar with until I moved here. But, man, I'm so glad that that we have something like this. And from what I understand, it's the world's largest free music festival. Is that still correct?
That is correct. We are the largest free festival celebrating Louisiana music, food, and culture in the world.
Mm-hmm. And the really cool thing, I mean, obviously, all the great Louisiana music talent that we have, it's all on display. but then we also have, it's not like going to a music festival anywhere else, right? You're not going and having hot dogs or corn dogs and that kind of thing. There's actually the culinary side of it is so amazing, and I love it because I have. My stepdaughters were in town one time for the festival, and they came, and one of their boyfriends was talking about, you know, wanted to take my stepdaughter to, you know, one of the nicer restaurants while they were in town. And I said, you know, honestly, just go to the French Quarter Festival because there's so many great restaurants there, and you're going to be able to try things, and it's not going to be expensive, you know, you're going to be able to, everything is super affordable and delicious.
You are so right, and I love that you said that. I was saying to someone earlier, you know, we can go from eating crawfish down at the Mint with our hands to having the experience that you would have at some of the really amazing restaurants like a Toujac's or Giacomo's. They are at the festival, and so you can eat this amazing food out on the streets in front of a stage. Even better, you can try multiple restaurants at once because it is affordable. It's really great, and so the sizes are our great portion sizes. You know, our food down here is very rich. Mm-hmm. But they're just the right size that you can try a little bit of something from every place you stop by that has something interesting that you'd be that would, you know, tickle your taste buds, or you get a couple things and you can share it with friends. But we definitely suggest people to hop around. We have 6 food areas across the French Quarter. There is a different vendor at each food area, so you're not seeing multiple food vendors in, you know, in each area. We've got something for you to experience. You've got 4 days to make your plans.
Right.
On everything you want to eat and get through it all, if you can.
it's tough. I don't know if I could possibly eat all of that. I wish I could. I can certainly
get
it.
You gotta walk it off, right? You gotta walk across the quarters, get your steps in. You know, have your pedometer, have your watch on, and count those steps and calories so you can continue to eat.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, and I think about I think it might have been the first year that we had lived here, and Mike, the co-host here. He used to live here in New Orleans. Now he lives in Baton Rouge, but he used to be our neighbor. And so him and his wife and my wife, we went. And it was on Sunday, I think, Mike, wasn't it, who did we see? Lost Bayou Ramblers, maybe? And then after that, where they gave everyone a dance lesson on how to Cajun dance.
Yep. Oh yeah, that was interesting. I as somebody who was born in New Orleans and raised in a number of places in Louisiana, including New Orleans, you'd think I'd be able to dance better than I could. One of those places I grew up is Lafayette, and oh boy, I was not doing a very good job. I had imbibed in a few adult beverages before that, but hey, I will say that considering there were a lot of people doing better than me that probably weren't from Louisiana. So,
but just it's just such a fun, and you're right, such a fun family atmosphere, and it's so, and also like you touched on the backdrop of all this amazing music and be able to, you know, have St. Louis Cathedral right there and be on the riverfront. It's just there's none. I can't say that there's an experience like it in New Orleans.
I agree. It's beautiful. And, you know, you've got the river behind you and you've got the great weather. And there's so much to see and do. We tell everyone, you know, that one of the best things that we can suggest is because there is so much to do and so much to see, download the app. So that's really helpful. You can put together your own fest schedule. So if you want to get those dance lessons in at the French Market traditional jazz stage or the Chevron stage throughout the weekend, you can put that into your MyFest schedule. You can add those food places you want to go to. You can add the bands like Lost Bayou Ramblers or Irma Thomas or Tank of the Bangas or Chapel Heart, Sweet Crew. There's just so many options. And something I love about that as well, there's so many food options and there's so many different band options. I mean, I'm looking forward to going and finding a time to just listen to bands that I am not as familiar with.
Right.
Just to get to know, you know, hear more about them or hear, see what their live presence is like. And so I think that's really cool. There's a different genre for everyone out there. You know, we've got the jazz. We've got the traditional jazz. We've got country. We've got funk. We've got that Zydeco. We've got the Cajun. We've got a little bit of hip-hop this year, too, you know. It's really exciting and it's fun. And I think that there's no way that you can not enjoy yourself once you get out there.
No, I completely agree. I think that if this festival is really a true New Orleans. You know, it's a little bit of everything. It's that gumbo that we talk about of our culture.
Yeah.
It's so representative of what we do on a daily basis in New Orleans. And, I'm excited for it, and I know, you know, a couple months ago we had Mardi Gras and being back on the parade routes and all that was checking that box of getting back to our normal. I won't say normal because we're definitely not normal in New Orleans, but
never will be.
And no, we don't care about being normal
at all.
But I feel like tomorrow it'll be another one of those things we can check off and feel like we're getting back to where we used to be and back to doing what we do best. And that's having a good time and spending time with our friends and family and really celebrating the culture of not just New Orleans, but Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the walk down the different areas and being stopped every 5 minutes by somebody that I haven't seen in 2 years
right.
or a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, asking them what's going on with them and then telling whoever I'm with, I'll catch up with you a little bit later. Just being able to enjoy people again and get rid of that FOMO we have. We think that we are a great way to kick off festival season. We know that festival season is huge, not only mm-hmm. for our heart, but for the economy as well. And sure. so we're excited to be able to bring back not only the music and the food, but we're excited to be able to work with our local musicians again and make sure they're mm-hmm. getting on those stages and able to perform. We're excited to make sure that we're working with these restaurants again and helping them to get their names out, especially our debuts.
Sure.
And that's huge to us as well. And they're just a part of our extended family. Our Fest family is huge and it's always growing. We saw nearly 830,000 people in 2019. And you know, I'll be honest, in the fall, we weren't quite sure what that would look like. Obviously, in the fall, we canceled. And then we said, okay, we're going to try this again. We go back to April and do this again. And we start planning. We said, we don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to make every plan in the world for what could come our way because we are giving this city, you know, this state, this country, we are giving them the festival they've been waiting for. And we have been so lucky that as the months have passed on, that things have continued to get a little bit better every week and every month. Mm-hmm. And we're in a very different place than we were before. And so, you know, while we were thinking maybe we hit 60, 65, 75% of our numbers in 2019, we're now thinking we may hit 100% of those numbers and even more. So
awesome.
I suggest, you know, Thursday is typically a lighter day. It's not as many people out. So, you know, if you're new to the festival scene with us, we suggest maybe coming out on Thursday and dipping your toe in and getting a lay of the land. And then join us back on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday where things really start to kick up.
Well, I love it, and we'll definitely be out there. And we got to run, and I want to thank you for stopping by and filling everybody in on all the particulars of the festival. And real quick, before we go, can you give everybody the website where they can get more information?
Yes. Please join us online, www.frenchquarterfest.org. You can also download the app with all the same information in your Android or Apple stores. French Quarter Festival is that.
All right, perfect. Well, hopefully we'll see you out there. And I want to, again, thank you for stopping by, Morgan. And let's do it. Let's party.
Yes, let's fest. Can't wait to see you.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this. We'll be right back.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Come down for the return of French Quarter Festival presented by Chevron this April 21st through April 24th. Join friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter in one of the largest displays of Louisiana music in the world, because they just got even bigger with over 1,800 local musicians and over 50 culinary experiences. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet, from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
I'm only happy when it rains. I feel good when things are cold.
Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on WGSO.com. I want to thank Morgan Valerie for stopping by last night and sharing that, sharing all the information about French Quarter Festival. And I thought it was important because the festival kicked off today and wanted to make sure that all the information was out there for everybody to make sure that they go and enjoy and have a great time. It's such a great event, and definitely looking forward to going and enjoying this festival. And, of course, we got Jazz Fest also. It's coming up next weekend. So we're in the middle of it. We're ready to get things going. So we've only got a couple minutes, so I just wanted to follow up on a story that had been circulating a few weeks ago about Sean Payton and Tom Brady joining the Dolphins. And I was glad that Coach Payton, because he's always going to be Coach Payton, they caught up with him at the Zurich, and he was quoted as saying, "I have no clue about the Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphins, Tom Brady rumors. My understanding is that there was requests put in, or that the intermediaries talked about
He said he was, you know, I'm like the rest of you. I heard that story. And then he also said that if I was ready to coach this year, I would have stayed in New Orleans. And so it's nice to have someone interested. And yeah, that's about it. He said, look, our focus on Tom Brady has been about beating him, not joining him. And I thought that was a great way to hopefully put that to bed. And I didn't believe that there was a whole lot of validity to what they were saying, because again, you know, I'd read those reports as well that the Dolphins had asked about him, but the Saints had denied them the opportunity to even speak with him, which I'm glad, you know, if he's going to retire, then retire. We talked about it at length a while back when it all happened, that, you know, do I believe he's really done coaching forever? Probably not. But he probably needs a break. And if he decides to coach elsewhere, that's certainly his prerogative. But that, I don't think that takes anything away from what he's meant, not only to New Orleans, to the New Orleans Saints, but also to the city of New Orleans itself. And I do believe that when the time is right, you know, he probably will. And hopefully he gets himself a gig doing some TV work. And I think that he's certainly got enough personality to do all of those, to do those things. And I know I would certainly enjoy seeing him on television on a weekly basis. I don't think he wants to do daily stuff, but, you know, if he wants to do game day Sundays and things like that, more power to him. But I'm just glad that he put it all to bed. And I certainly believe what he's saying when he said that. So, all right, we need to get out of here and we need to take a quick break and get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk about the there was a lot of great NBA games on last night, and we'll do a little preview for tomorrow night's big game at the Smoothie King Center with the Pels and the Suns. So stick around. We'll be back with more right after this.
Provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Come down for the return of French Quarter Festival presented by Chevron this April 21st through April 24th. Join friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter in one of the largest displays of Louisiana music in the world, because they just got even bigger with over 1,800 local musicians and over 50 culinary experiences. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
Lone Wolf Renovations is your one-stop shop for roofing, renovations, fencing, siding, patios, and gutters. We are local, licensed, and insured. We warranty our work for 5 years, are A-plus rated through the Better Business Bureau, and even offer financing no matter the size of the job. So contact us today for a free estimate at 504-291-2263 or visit us on the web at www.lonewolfrenovations.com.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
This is the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report. I'm Jeff Palermo. An effort to raise the minimum wage in Louisiana fails to pass a Senate committee. The bill would have taken it from $7.25 up to $10.25. The vote was 4-1 against. Baton Rouge Democrat Senator Regina Barrow says there's been no increase in the minimum wage since 2009.
Nothing is the same price that it is today that it was in 2009. Milk, bread, eggs, gas, but people are having to still try to make it and have a decent living.
Feeling a higher minimum wage means higher consumer prices, the committee rejected the bill. Jim Patterson with Lobby says a higher minimum wage also means fewer jobs for low-wage earners.
There can be individuals who lose their employment, and if there's a quicker way to causing poverty than to putting people in an unemployed position, I don't know what that would be.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Made in America. What does that mean? At Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, it means a family coming together to get a job done the best way we know how. It means a marriage between state-of-the-art and good old-fashioned know-how. It means caring about the product and the people who use it. It means pride in a job well done. Mueller. Made in America. Made to last.
J.R. and Kim built the barn home of their dreams thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at effelinas.com.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage with your new favorite drink in hand. Live music that pairs perfectly with our lineup of tropical drinks and classic New Orleans cocktails. See what's on the menu at midnightrevival.com. Find out who is playing by following us on Instagram at Midnight Revival NOLA. Find us at 417 Frenchman Street in the Frenchman Hotel, and we'll see you soon for some sips and sounds.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
right, welcome back, everyone, to the Something to Say radio show. And I want to talk about the Pels a little bit. And there's some big news today. We talked last night about the big win that they had on Tuesday night. But the and, of course, the big news coming out of that night was not only did the Pels win, but Devin Booker also coming away with a hamstring injury. And the original report was that he could miss a couple of games. However, today it looks as though this is being reported by ESPN that he has a grade one hamstring strain and could miss 2 to 3 weeks, which is huge because, you know, without him in their lineup, even if they were to get past the Pelicans, that's huge. That means that he's more than likely going to miss the next series, and that doesn't bode well for the Suns at all. Although the Pels are reportedly they're going to be preparing as though Booker's coming back as soon as possible, it's not looking good for him. And of course, how he got hurt was that in the second quarter. The third quarter, with about 5 minutes left. There was a breakout. Jackson Hayes was going up for a dunk, and Devin Booker went up with him and tweaked his hamstring and left the game. Went immediately back to the locker room, and he's had an issue with his hamstrings before, and you know, so it's nothing new. And he had, you know, in the last couple of seasons, of course, earlier in November, he strained his left hamstring in a similar situation to what happened the other night. But it's unfortunate for them, and just give everybody a heads up on how the Suns have played this season without him. They were 8-6. That's a big difference for that team. And I don't know. I really, in my gut, I feel as though the Pelicans are going to end up pulling this off. And I'm not the only ones, you know. There's a few of the online betting sports books that have also shifted their original thoughts on how this whole thing was going to go down. At the beginning, after Game 1's loss, and this is all according to Caesars Sportsbook, the probability of the Pels winning was a plus 1,500, which is about a little more than 6% to win the series. Now it's shifted to a plus 230, which is giving them a chance to win of about 30%. And, I mean, that's a huge difference. But I just feel the way that the Pels have played in that last game, and even really in the second half of Game 1, I feel like they have a lot more confidence. I think you're going to see their defense tighten up a little bit more. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, they're going to have some big games out of Chris Paul in order to knock out the Pels. I keep wanting to say Saints. To knock out the Pels. And they're going to have to rebound a lot better. That's the big thing, too, is that Valanciunas, Achunas, and Larry Nance Jr. have been cleaning up on, especially on the offensive glass. And until that, if they don't get a handle on that, I really do. I look for the Pels to win the series. Now, what they do after that, who knows? You know, like we talked about last night and for the last couple of weeks, the Pels are playing with house money. And I love where they're at, and you know, I'm even more excited to see what they do next year. But you know, let's make hay while the sun shines, you know, and let's win as many as we can and see what happens. And I can tell you too, the spread for tomorrow night has changed dramatically from Game 1 or from Game 2, because in Game 2 the Pelicans, I believe they were 10.5 point underdogs. And tomorrow night, that's down to a 1.5 point underdog. So the over-under line is 216.5. I don't know. That's a tough one to pick if to do the over-under on. But I would probably, I don't know, I would probably go with the over on that one, because that's just too low. I mean, in general, you're going to look at about between 220 and 230. I would say it'd be a normal NBA game. It could very well be the under with the way that if the defense is tightening up, and it just it's really going to. We're just going to have to see how the Suns respond to all of this. And it's certainly a great opportunity for the Pelicans to, I hate to say steal one, but it really is, and put them in the driver's seat, because hopefully you're going to catch them a little off guard, and you know maybe they're a little down because of losing their best player. We'll see. Or, you know, or if they could completely go the other way and – you know, it could rally the team, but I look for the Pels to pull this one off at least tomorrow night, and then we'll just see how it goes. You know, we win tomorrow night, you certainly have home court advantage, and that's so important in the finals, and or no, I'm sorry, not in the finals, but in the playoffs. So we'll just have to see. I know I'll be looking forward to it. 8:30 tomorrow night on ESPN is the tip off. And last night I watched some of the NBA games, which I haven't, like I was talking about, I haven't really done a whole lot of this year, unless it was the Pelicans. I usually don't watch a whole lot of NBA just because I haven't enjoyed the way the game is played. But I ended up watching a lot of the 76ers and Raptors game, which was fantastic, really. It was a really great finish to a really sloppy game. The 76ers won in overtime, 104-101, but they were down at some points, I believe by 14 points, I believe, at one point. They were down by 10 at the half, and they came back and got back into the game in the third quarter, and had their opportunities to win in regulation, but missed free throws by James Harden in the last minute, and he fouled out. So they were without him for all of overtime. And then a really, really bad play at the end of regulation when the 76ers had the opportunity to win. And Joel Embiid, who very well could be the MVP this year, and one of the best, it probably is the best big man in the game, for some reason wanted the ball at the top of the key. Don't understand what he was doing. And then ended up throwing up a really bad shot to end regulation from behind the arc. However, he kind of redeemed himself, because then at the end of overtime, the 76ers had the ball, and he gave him the ball, and he got himself caught up in a double team, and ended up one of the Raptors players knocked it away, and luckily he got it back, and the coach had the wherewithal to call timeout and gave him an opportunity to at least inbound the ball and try to get a shot off with 0.9 seconds, and threw it into him, and he did a turnaround fadeaway three-pointer, and it went in, and they win the ball game. So, you know, it's crazy how things go, but it was certainly sloppy. And then also watched almost all the Bulls and the Bucks last night, and that was another great game. The Bucks were down big for most of the game, and they came back, got it cut down to 5, and ended up losing 114-110, which tied that series up at a game apiece. The Philadelphia and Raptors series is Philadelphia leads 3-0. I didn't get to see any of the Nets and the Celtics, but the Celtics won 114-107. So there's a little NBA roundup for you. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I'll take us on our weekly trip to Florida and see what the good folks down there are doing. So stick around. We'll be back with more after this.
The queue never came and the lights, they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lanes are
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Come down for the return of French Quarter Festival presented by Chevron this April 21st through April 24th. Join friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter in one of the largest displays of Louisiana music in the world, because they just got even bigger with over 1,800 local musicians and over 50 culinary experiences. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Under the red eye, I'm gonna take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under the red eye, I'm gonna take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight.
KC's California's got a reputation that she didn't ask for. And she's waiting for an escape now. Escape is called the 164. Now KC, she don't want to admit where she is from. And KC, she wants to run, run, run. She's a punk rocker, she don't trust no one. On a South Bay bus all along.
Under a red eye, I'm gonna take a bus downtown through the graveyard shift tonight. Under.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on WGSO.com. Well, it is that time of the week, the time where we like to take that weekly trip to see the good folks, see what the good folks in Florida are up to. And so without any further ado.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so let's see here where to begin. Well, this one isn't that bad, but it certainly, I'll say this, it gives, it shows that the Florida man, if nothing else, is dedicated. This came from NBC News, and the headline is Florida Man Skip Bathroom Breaks to Set Spider-Man No Way Home Viewing Record. Ramirio Alanis watched the film 292 times from December to March, setting a Guinness World Record for the most cinema productions attended of the same film. Florida man set a Guinness World Record for most cinema productions attended of the same film after he saw the latest Spider-Man installment in theaters a whopping 292 times without taking a bathroom break. Ramiro Alana sat through Spider-Man No Way Home about five times a day between the film's release in December until March. To reach the record, Alanis watched the film without interruptions, meaning that while the movie was playing, he couldn't do things like use his phone, take naps, or use the restroom. He had previously set the record watching Avengers Endgame 191 times, overtaking Joanne Connor of Australia, who had previously held the record for watching Bohemian Rhapsody 108 times in 2009. In a statement, he said the record has special meaning to him, and he was quoted as saying, "I'm happy that I got my record back. Despite Spider-Man No Way Home being a great movie, achieving the record once again has personal meaning, and I dedicate it to my grandma, Wani, who passed away in 2019 before my record with Endgame was made official." So there you go. Dedication. And speaking of bathroom stuff, this comes from, clickorlando.com, and the headline is, "Urine Trouble. Florida man takes a leak in store's quote-unquote beer cave," police say. $113.36 worth of beer damaged. This came from Rock Ledge, Florida. A 61-year-old Florida man was arrested on allegations of urinating on cases of beer inside the Brevard County store. Brevard County is another frequent county that shows up. According to Rock Ledge Police arrest affidavit, on Saturday, the man walked into the Hop and Pop convenience store on Eister Boulevard and tried to enter the restroom, but it was locked. The man then went to the store's beer cave and made it appear like he was looking at the merchandise. According to the affidavit, store video shows the man facing towards the shelves, unzipping his pants, and urinating on cases of beer. The store owner said six cases of beer totaling $113.36 were damaged and could not be sold. The affidavit said police identified the man from his license plate, which was captured on surveillance video. Police made contact with the man on Wednesday, arresting him on misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief. Oh, boy. I mean, number one, just gross. But I don't know. That's why it's Florida, you know? All right, let's see here. This comes from WFTV.com. And let's see. The headline is, "Shirtless man accused of breaking into restaurant to steal a lava cake, cobbler, and ice cream." He just has a sweet tooth. Just a sweet tooth. And again, this is another frequent place that we read about. Lake County, Florida. Lake County deputies said a shirtless Florida man broke into a closed restaurant Thursday and helped himself to some desserts. Deputies said a security camera showed that John Castor, 42, burglarizing the Red Wing restaurant in Groveland. The restaurant's owner told the police that Castor broke into the restaurant through the back porch screen. Castor had a small dog and a backpack with him as he ate cobbler dessert out of a pan, arrest reports say. Deputy said Castor left the restaurant on a bicycle before being arrested. Officials said that while searching Castor, they found a stainless steel pan filled with cobbler, lava cake, and a large tub of vanilla ice cream on his person. The items stolen from the restaurant were worth almost $200. Wow. Man, they must be charging a ton for their cobbler and lava cake. Deputies said Castor had been arrested for theft several times in the past. Not surprising, but probably the first time that he'd been arrested for stealing cobbler and lava cake and vanilla ice cream. Sheesh. All right, and this is a story that there's only one place that this could possibly happen. And this comes also from NBC News, and the headline is, "Police arrest Florida man found with guns, drugs, and a baby alligator during a traffic stop." Police in Naples, Florida arrested a 31-year-old man early Friday after they found him in possession of a baby alligator, firearms, and drugs during a traffic stop, the Collier County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook, another county that's very frequent. Officers arrested Michael Morala of Naples, the front seat passenger, at about 12:30 a.m. near 12th Street Southeast and Golden Gate Boulevard after they stopped the driver of the pickup truck for driving with a suspended license. Police found a live baby alligator in an open plastic tub in the bed of the pickup truck, according to the Facebook post, which said officers also found two firearms in the truck and loaded syringes that tested positive for methamphetamine in Marola's jacket. Police charged Marola with two counts of carrying a concealed firearm. He also faces charges of possession of a controlled substance and possessions of narcotic equipment. Wildlife officers from the State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission responded to the scene to investigate. The sheriff's office and the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission could not be reached for comment. So there you go. That's going to do it for Florida Man this week. And before we get out of here, we've got about a minute or so left. Wanted to remind everybody, tomorrow we'll be broadcasting live from the Zurich Classic along with Tim McNally. And we'll probably have Mike call in as well. And, of course, I'll be helping Tim with his show. So make sure you tune in at 4 o'clock for the Dine, Wine, and Spirits show. And then stick around and for our show at 6 o'clock. And we'll broadcast live from there. And who knows who we're going to have come on and tell us about all the cool things that are happening at the Zurich. And, of course, one more reminder before we get out of here. Of course, this weekend is French Quarter Festival. We talked about it earlier. Morgan Valerie was on earlier in the show and last night to talk about all the specifics of French Quarter Festival. And make sure you head on out there. And, you know, I know it's easy to bring your own stuff, and but, you know, it's really important to support these local restaurants and make sure that we're giving back to those folks, because they obviously were affected just as much, if not more, certainly more financially than most people during this pandemic. And it's so important that we support our local businesses and restaurants. So that's going to do it for me. I'm going to get out of here. I'll be back, like I said, tomorrow night from the Zurich. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria. Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132. 1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at effelinas.com.
Lone Wolf Renovations is your one-stop shop for roofing, renovations, fencing, siding, patios, and gutters. We are local, licensed, and insured. We warranty our work for 5 years, are A-plus rated through the Better Business Bureau, and even offer financing no matter the size of the job. So contact us today for a free estimate at 504-291-2263 or visit us on the web at www.lonewolfrenovations.com.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.